I'm Gene Moreno, along with Brent Stevens. The farewell, a Chinese-American woman travels to China to visit her dying grandmother. The catch, the family's decided not to tell her grandmother that she's dying from cancer. Is this something that happens in the real world?
It's a common thing in China for families to make that decision.
Not to tell the person that's actually dying that they're dying. You make a connection to Olivia Newton-John.
Yes, she just a couple of days ago announced that she doesn't want to find out how much longer she's got to live. This is her third bout with cancer, and she kind of feels like that if she knows she's only going to live 6 months, she'll sort of like unwittingly fulfill that promise.
Oh, wow. That's one of my childhood sweethearts.
Me too.
A diverse cast in The Farewell, including Awkwafina, who started as a rapper, but she's been in several notable movies. Is this kind of a star turn for her?
It is. She's hilarious. Her rap music is not for kids, but you should look it up. It's quite funny. And then she had star turns in Ocean's 8, the Ocean's 11 movie with starring all women. This is a turn for her, though, in that it's a dramatic role. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's plenty of comedy in the film, but I think this will probably expand her career horizon.
Shouldn't we tell her? Isn't it wrong to lie?
It's a good lie. Most families in China would choose not to tell her.
And she's Asian-American, Awkwafina, and is a largely Asian cast. And after Crazy Rich Asians, is there more of a market for these films? Are they seen as more bankable?
Yes, she's in that film as well. It's another one of her starring roles. And so I think that Asian cinema is finally, Asian-American cinema especially, is finally having a moment.
It's going to be a tough movie for some to watch or maybe poignant for someone if they've had to deal with issues, death in their family?
Well, that's what's really cool about it. I think there's a lot of interesting sort of macro moments going on in the film. It's all about the conflict between East and West and not only how we handle grief, but sort of a belief in individualism versus collectivism. I think that with the tariff war and the trade war and all the stuff that's going on with China, we need this sort of film to help foster understanding between our two countries.
Maybe the type of film where you come out and maybe go have a cup of coffee and talk about it.
Absolutely.